and Byron.
Get cash back every time you shop. Cashrewards.com.au. 101.9. This
is the Fox. It is that season. We do this almost on a weekly basis now on the show.
Swoop, there it is. Oh, God, it's got my eye.
Magpie swooping season. If you've been swooped by a magpie, we want to hear those horrifying stories. The number is 131060.
Yes, Byron, we have one of our favourite doctors on the line, Dr. Gronya, who's on Team Magpie. Welcome back, Doc.
Thank you, and stop calling the magpie so aggressive.
Okay, well, they're a menace. Let's face it, they're an absolute menace. Now, we should just put into perspective that Gronya is a wildlife ecologist.
Yes.
She is on hashtag Team Magpie. She's certainly not siding with the people who are being swooped. She's siding with the swooper in this case.
Fair. Yeah, she is. And we spoke to her last week, guys, and she told us to actually talk back to the magpies because they can hear us talking, which was a bit weird. And we did that because they just want to be told and talked to. Is that right? And remember, Byron, you had a thing where you're still getting swooped and she told you to go down and give it some mints.
Yeah, she had me feeding mints to the local magpies, wearing a helmet. Now, Gronya, do you stand by all that?
I do. And how did it go? Did you give the magpie some food?
No, I haven't. I'm too scared to even walk out there.
Gronya, he's too scared.
They're petrifying, Gronya.
Jesus, lads, come on. Grow a pair.
Okay.
All right. Now, Gronya, what we're going to do is we're going to open the lines, 131060, about your magpie encounters. So someone's going to tell a story about how they got swooped or injured by a magpie. And, Doc, we want you to tell us why this happened.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Pretty simple.
For the sake of an example, Fev, let's just quickly cross to our executive producer, Leon.
Don't do Leon's one. She's not going to like that.
Well, you know, best.
Oh,
let's just
let's do it.
Let's rip the band-aid
off. We've grown a pair, and we're going to do it.
Leon, what is happening? You've got like a communal apartment. What is going on there involving magpies?
Yeah, Doc, I live in an apartment building in Collingwood, and there's a communal rooftop, which is nice right now to have that fresh air when we need it because our apartments are quite small. There is a magpie nest up on the top of this roof, and none of us can go up there because the magpies keep swooping. Can we just remove the nest somehow from the...
No, they are protected species. They've been here longer than you.
Oh, geez.
No.
Okay. Well, then what do we do?
I told you not to ask that question.
But Gronya, so what, now the rooftop is just the magpie? They didn't buy the building. Why do they get
They're not paying rent. I'm paying a mortgage.
No, look, they'll only be doing it for a couple more weeks. And this is brilliant that the magpie has adapted to using something like a roof. Because usually they use mature trees and they can be quite scarce in the urban environment.
Right.
So this is a great sense of adaptation. So no, leave the magpie alone.
Okay. Wow.
I'm wrapped they use a mature tree because they've gone to an immature balcony. I've seen what happens on that balcony. That's not a fun place.
It's probably for the best that they're not having those parties. Anyway, we'll come back to some calls here. In fact, you wouldn't believe this, Dr. Gronya Cleary.
Yeah.
The phones, we have what we
have
would call
nuts.
Meltdown. So get ready. There's plenty of calls coming up after this.
101.9. The Fox.
Beef away today, Fev and Byron pushing on our weekly segment.
Swoop, there it is! Oh, God, it's got my eye!
You call and tell us about magpie swooping season. What have you had to deal with these dangerous birds? But there's someone that doesn't like us calling them that, Fev. Our guest, Dr. Gronya Cleary.
Yeah, Dr. Gronya Magpie Cleary, we have on the line. And what we've done, Gronya, we've opened up the lines to Melbourne, and as Byron said, they have gone nuts. Now, we have Kylie from Sunbury. Good morning, Kylie.
Morning, Fev. How are you going?
I'm good, thank you. Now, just tell your story to the doc, and we'll just let you two chat away.
So, Doc, I take two kids for a walk every day, and one magpie will target one child only. Even if we're on the opposite side of the road, it'll still come and swoop that child only.
I love that jingle. So why do you think? What's the difference between the two children?
I don't know. He's a loudmouth, so it's not as if it's he drives quietly, but I've tested it, and we literally cross the road, and the magpie still comes and targets that one child.
Jesus, that's amazing. Okay, so do what I say. How old's your child if I get targeted?
Six.
So is he frightened of the magpies?
No, he'll ride through them. The sister's scared. She refuses to, go near them now. But he now tries to see if it will get him. We've put cable ties on his hat to try and stop it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's And to the point where it actually did circles around him trying to attack him.
Menace.
And does he wave his hands and, you know, ride a bike? And
he rides all that his bike, but he's just head down and go, 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 so it doesn't get him.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, look, do me a favour, because we don't want your kids growing up frightened of magpies. We don't want Australia a bunch of, you know, frightened of magpies.
Yep.
So what I would love you to do is get the child to communicate with the magpie. Get your child to actually get off the bike, take off his helmet, look at the magpie, put a little bit of food out for it. Don't be so
quick. He's listening in the other room, so he's hearing you telling this.
No, really, really do try. And try to be friends with the magpie. Try to make friends and get the kid to make eye contact with the magpie. And when he's walking the next couple of times, just take off the helmet, get him off the bike just for the period of where the magpie swoops.
Did you get all that, Kylie?
Yeah, we'll try.
Okay,
we'll
sounds like there was a lot of work.
Now, I feel like every time I see a fat magpie, I'm going to go, well, that Dr. Gronya's been there. You just feed it. All you want to do is feed them.
Thank you there.
little porkers.
A lot of different calls are coming through. Apparently, Sunbury's got a real problem, because yet another caller from Sunbury is here for Dr. Gronya Cleary, and this time it is Rebecca.
Morning, Beck.
Morning. So I have a massive fear of birds, especially magpies, and it all started from my childhood. So
there you go.
I was walking, it starts from the childhood, I think. I was walking with my mother in the morning, and we were getting swooped by two magpies, and instead of her protecting me, she used me as a human shield.
Oh,
so, so I was getting swooped, and I am now petrified to the point where if I'm walking the dog, I can't cross, I'm frozen. I can't get inside my house. If there's a magpie, they have to call someone to come in.
How does she get over that, Doc?
Oh, no. You've got to remember, magpies are incredibly intelligent, and they won't just target you just like that. Make friends with the magpies. It keeps coming up, but it's the most simplest thing to do, because that's all they want.
She's just got us feeding magpies.
No, this is to make friends. It's how, you know, bring a woman a bunch of flowers type thing. You're kind of coming up saying, look, I want to make peace. I want to be your friend. But do try to, don't be frightened of them. They're beautiful birds, especially if you form a connection with them.
Okay, there we go.
All right, there you go, Beck. Try to do that.
Rebecca, so we've got one more here.
So last call.
We're wooing them, Fev. We're actually wooing the magpies now.
Yeah, you've got to woo them in. Come and get your mints and we'll be friends. Hey, we've got Barbara from Leicesterfield. Good morning, Barb. We got a question for the doc.
Good morning. Yes, I've got a problem with a very assertive magpie, and he's not letting me get to my horses in the paddock.
He's swooping you when you're trying to get down to your horses.
Yeah, every time I go into the paddock to get my horses, me or other people, he will just constantly attack us. And we've gotten to the point now of wearing a helmet. And yesterday I forgot to wear my helmet, and he actually grabbed me and he drew blood.
Oh.
You jumped him.
What do you say to that, Doc?
Did he really? Wow. Sorry? Okay, so he's very riled up then.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
He's hungry.
That's a trouble. Do you know where he's nesting? Do you know where his tree is?
Right where the horses are.
It's right where the horses are.
Of course, they shelter underneath his tree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, well, there you go. Yeah, that would be the danger, just you're coming too close to my tree. Just watch out.
My question is, Doc, us wearing face masks, does it make a difference? Are they finding
this is what I'm wondering. I haven't heard anything. I haven't heard somebody coming on saying, I've never been swooped, but now all of a sudden I'm being swooped with face mask.
Right, so
I
that's not adding to it.
I haven't had any reports. Well, then,
So what's the solution? Does she have to move the stable or something? Like, it just seems like we're sort of revolving around the magpie.
But she's got to talk to them and then feed them mints.
Out of me, but I swear to God, it works.
Okay, so every single caller that rings, we've just got to feed the magpie mints. I mean, this seems to be the solution.
But you have to make eye contact with it. You have to talk to it. You have to tell it you want to be friends. But your woman with the horses, this only happens at this time of the year, these 4 or 5 weeks, right?
Yeah, every year. Every year.
Are the horses scared? Yeah. Are the horses scared of the bird?
They couldn't care less.
The horses don't mind. Yeah.
But they don't get swooped?
Sorry?
No. They don't get swooped?
No.
Okay.
The moment you walk with a horse, you're less likely to get swooped. So once I've got a horse, it's actually okay.
All right.
And I'm trying to look for eye contact, but it's bloody hard when it swoops at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Go down. Try to leave out some food for the magpie. Try to, you know, let it know you want to make friends with it.
All right, we'll get some meatballs out.
Beautiful, thank you.
I
tell you
really
what,
mean it.
So far the real winners in this segment are butchers. They're making an absolute fortune.
Now, Doc, mate, this is you're my favourite person ever. This is my favourite segment. Hey, do you like any other animals? Or is it just magpies?
Oh no, I do everything. I do them all. I'm a generalist ecologist.
We might be able to do this again with other animals. Would you come back on our show again?
Yes, I would, and teach you how to love your animals.
Oh, this is great!
What else is in your wheelhouse? What's the next animal? What's your wheelhouse?
We could look at things like possums.
People use
possums in the back garden. Possum stories. Do they like them?
Stand by. Yeah, we'll make it a weekly possum benchmark.
Yeah. All right. I love
You're
it.
A legend.
Thanks, Sonia.
Name is Gronya. Now, if you want to follow Gronya on social media, it's at GRA Cleary, at GRA Cleary. She's currently writing her second book. Her first book, Backyard Birds, was a huge hit.
Yeah, well done.
And she's her second.
On the way out, Doc, this is just for you, a segment we love to call...
Swoop!
There you go. Bye. She's gone.
Already hung up.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Byron, I was cruising in the car the other day, which is a rarity at the moment because we don't go outside our house, but I was popping down to the supermarket and I was listening to The Fox and I heard this ad on radio because I love the ads, and they were talking about a car.
Right.
And someone naming 25 words or less, if you've ever named your car. And I was like, what?
Okay, let's have a listen.
Here's the ad.
Do you love your car so much that you've named it?
Tell us the story behind your car's name in 25 words or less for a chance to win $500 and a Turtle Wax car care pack.
Head to the station win page now to enter.
Good prize, but does... I mean,
is that a thing?
I don't know. Do people name their car?
I don't know. I know Fifi did. I know she named one of her cars, but I thought it was just a radio thing.
She had that purple Festiva, which we, on a previous show, we actually dropped that car off a crane. Yeah, it's a long story. Right.
But that was just you named that just for the radio. She
actually called it in before she started in radio. That was her first little car, and she called it Violet. It was little Violet, the Festiva. So she did name, yeah.
It's strange.
I haven't heard of anyone else who does it, although our producer Casey was saying that, I think it was your sister, you're at home helping us on the show today, your sister did it, did she?
Yeah, so my sister had a Fiesta back in the day, and she named it Fifi Box. Fifi Box the Fiesta.
Did she know Fifi at the time, or just a...
No.
Just a crazy fan.
Big fan.
That will make me feel quite uncomfortable.
It must be a Fiesta thing, maybe.
It may be. I mean, I don't know if... So, Fev, you haven't named any of your cars over the years?
God, no.
I haven't.
I had a little red Corolla, but I just called that a... Beep box.
Right, yeah, that was just a bomb. Yeah. I briefly fell on very hard financial times and my credit rating was shot and I wasn't able to borrow money for a car, and so I begged Fief, and I actually drove Violet for
drove my car too.
At a very tough time in my life. Yeah, I drove Violet around because I couldn't afford to.
You drove my little RAV4 as well.
Yeah, that's a beautiful car, that old RAV.
It's a great little car. Roller skate.
That car,
roller skate.
The roller skate. You did.
There
you
we
have
go.
Named it.
I have named it. I call it the roller skate.
There's the roller skate.
Used to go up and down the Hume. Loved it.
Now, we've already got Bill in Malvern who's already called us. So it turns out this contest that they're doing, I reckon they're going to get a lot of entries because people are actually doing this, Fev.
Billy.
Bevy, how you going, mate?
Oh, I'm good.
Long bombs from the gusted opposite over, mate.
That's what I used to do, man, just kick bombs. But that's okay. We're not here to talk about me. We're here to talk about you. Bill, have you named your car?
Yes, we named the car. We called it the Mellowmobile.
The Mellowmobile. What sort of car was it?
XA Fairmont. It was white with a sort of like a vinyl sort of a bony sort of roof.
Did you just jump in and get the old cigar out and have a little bit of a chuff? Is that why you called it Mellow?
Well, Charlie named it. It helped Jimmy Barnes in Talking Heads to Dessert, Bevy.
What?
Jimmy Barnes?
Did Jimmy Barnes end up in the car?
Well, we had him playing on the radio constantly with his body swerving.
Oh, so he's playing on the
same
car
thing.
Radio, right? No,
same
good
thing,
stuff.
Same
yeah.
thing.
Because like, well, the members of Talking Heads in his car? What was going on there? So that's the Mellowmobile from Bill in Malvern. I've never seen more calls, Trev. You're seemingly very out of touch.
I did name my car, the Rollerskate.
I
just didn't realise I did. See, from South of Rang, have you named your car?
Yes, so this is my new car. I've named her Alpha.
Is it an Alfa Romeo?
No, she's a Mazda.
Oh,
but because
that makes
no sense. She's pearl white, so like snow, like Alpha.
I'm giving you a round of applause, but I don't actually understand.
I don't get it.
Because she's white.
What's Alpha? How does Alpha link to white?
No, should have called it Beano.
No, Alsa. Alsa, like from Frozen.
Oh, Elsa! Right,
Elsa.
Here we are thinking you meant Alpha.
I thought it was Alpha.
Ah, Elsa.
Now I get it.
Thanks,
now
Sia.
I get it.
Oh,
now
wow.
I get it.
And apparently the South Morang is one of the hubs for naming your car, because we've got another caller from South Morang.
Patrick, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Not too bad, mate. What sort of car do you have, mate?
I've got multiple. I'm actually a mechanic, so I've got a bit of an addiction, but all of them have got their own names, and they all come to me in different stages of the build, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
How many cars do you have?
I think 11, but yeah,
jeez,
don't ask my employees. They hate me for it.
Wow. And have you named them all?
I've named them all. So a couple of my favourites. I'm currently driving my Dodge Ram, or a Ruby, the Dodge Ram tax wrought.
I wouldn't have said that one out loud on air, but push on.
No, it's all legitimate. I've got Scarlet the Skyline. I had Roxy the RX-7. I've got Megzy my MG. I've had Bert my big diesel truck. There's been
they're all female
multiple
names. Are they past relationships or?
No. Yeah, look, back in the day when you could say almost sexist things,
they are
all females.
Right. Yeah, I picked
they
that
do cost a lot of money.
Oh, there he goes.
Good
stuff. Well, that turns out that was massive. Thanks for your calls. You should enter that contest. You've got about 11 cars. You'll probably win.
25 words.
1019, The Fox.
Now, Byron, today marks day one, 20 years ago, the Sydney Olympic Games.
Wow.
I watched Kathy. No, not to make everyone feel old.
Wow.
20 years ago today, it started in Sydney. It was the greatest games ever held. And I watched Kathy Freeman's documentary 2 days ago about the Olympics and about her journey. And it was just a brilliant documentary. I recommend it, highly recommend it to everyone. It's not a Darcy's Dud pick. It was absolutely brilliant.
Oh, so it's actually a good show, because she normally tells us to watch
horrific shows.
Okay, great.
This was brilliant. And it got me thinking, Byron, what was I doing at a Sydney Olympics? I was in the Greek islands running around with no top on, having a great old time on a footy trip.
So an extended Mad Monday, was it?
It was a footy trip. It was one of the greatest. It was my first ever footy trip it was my first ever footy trip. So I was I was a young 19-year-old boy not doing the right things.
No, let's
Byron.
Not broadcast some
and
of those
and
things.
You went to the Olympics, didn't you, Byron?
Yeah, because I grew up in Sydney. And so I even remember, so when me and all my mates were in year 12, that's when the infamous announcement was made by Samaranch, you know, and the winner is Sydney.
Sydney, I watched that last night.
So
Sydney.
Everyone stayed up for that. So everyone at school was obviously stoked about that.
Yep.
And then, the actual games went to a few things. But one, I went with my best mate, Trent Wheeler, and we watched the beach volleyball at Bondi Beach.
Yep.
And it was so inspiring. There was music. It was just a cool event. It was high energy. And we actually, I guess we were like 22 at the time or something. We looked at each other, admittedly, drunk. And we said,
"That's okay."
I reckon by Athens 2004, if we focus from tomorrow, if we train, why couldn't we go for gold for Australia?
because it's hard.
Well, you know, run the numbers. Not that many people play beach volleyball. It doesn't look that hard.
True,
it's just a bunch
true.
Of spiking and digging or whatever they do. Like, we thought we could have a proper tilt. Now, obviously, it never happened.
That's a good question. I wonder what I could do, Byron. Well, obviously, it didn't happen because you're standing there doing radio.
No, I'm here now. But no, if we could open the phones, 13 1060.
I don't want to offend anyone. I don't want to offend any sports. But
no.
There is a lot of sports out there that I reckon I could probably do too.
Yeah, we'll go through them. Because, by the way, 13 1060, what sports, now that seeing it's 20 years on, maybe at the time you thought you could have a crack at one, or even now you think you could, what Olympic sport do you reckon you'd be really good at. We'll open the phones. Please call us and share. You don't have to have anything to back it up.
And I don't want to offend anyone. This is just what I personally think. I don't want people to ring in and go, well, this is a really hard sport. Mm. Softball. I can't be that hard. Softball. What's... I don't know about baseball because they actually pitch it really fast and I don't know if I could hit it. But softball.
It's an underarm, isn't
have
it?
Have you seen how big that ball is? Mate, if I didn't hit that, mate, I reckon even like a... Oh, God. I'm going to... I know one time Fifi Box said something about horse racing and the horses. And
oh, no, be
really
careful.
Good. Like, I reckon equestrian wouldn't be that hard if I was a bit skinnier because a horse does all the work.
There's that one. Like, no, Fev, there's that event, right? Not so much the steeplechase one where they're jumping. There's that one dressage. They just walk around.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking
about.
The
horses just walk around.
But the horse is amazing because the horse does all the... All you have to do is sit on it and go... Jump the fence, big boy.
So you'd be good at that. So you could do dressage, softball.
Javelin can't be that hard. You just got to throw a stick. And croquet. I've played that drunk. It's a great game.
I don't know if that's an Olympic sport.
It is. I've just Googled it.
Is it really?
It's an Olympic sport. Look, Olympic sport.
They've got to look at that.
Mate, anyway, you and I could do that in the teams.
Call us up. Don't be shy. Give us a call. 13 10 60. If you honestly think you could be good at an Olympic sport, give us a call and share it with us. It
diving
is
Fifi. Wouldn't be that hard, would it?
No,
I've done a great bomb.
I think you can bomb and get points for it. 13 10 60 is the number.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
This is a Fox.
20th anniversary of Sydney 2000. Fev has asked a question on the phones.
Yeah.
13 10 60. I will warn you, Fev, and this is with Fifi away, you'd think we've got to try and not get in trouble on the show when she's away. You're actually in serious trouble.
No, you won't like
the next caller after this.
I've gone through a couple others too, Byron.
So, yeah, by the way, the question is, sports you reckon you could be good at the Olympics?
Handball.
Because they don't look that hard.
Handball. That's an easy game. They just run around and throw a ball.
No, but it's not the handball you played at high school with the four squares.
No, I've watched handball. It's a great game.
Okay.
That's all it is. It's like on a soccer field, like a shortened one, and they just throw a ball into a net. Can't be that hard.
Well, okay. You said something.
What about sailing? That can't be hard.
Actually, sailing's pretty straightforward.
Let's just sit on a boat and hope the wind blows you.
We've got Mimat. Mimat has given us a call.
Mimat, how are you going, mate?
Hello.
Hey, mate, what would you be good at the Olympics?
Archery.
Mate, yeah, 100%. It's not that hard. Just gotta shoot it into the circle, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much easy.
Thank you.
I've done it before as well.
He's done it before. So
yeah, I've done it before. Yeah. I did it at summer's camp in grade 6. I got bullseyes in three. Can't be that hard.
Okay, good. Thank you, Matt. No, so we've now offended all the archers listening to us, Fev. Now, this is the one that you should be... Oh, no, we've got one more before you get in trouble. Here we go. Marianne from Melton's course.
Marianne, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What would you nail at the Olympics? What sport would you nail?
Synchronized swimming.
Yeah, you just got to hold your breath. If you can hold your breath, you'll be good at it.
Well, I'm probably not really good at that part of it, but I could swim my arms above the water and just flip my feet underneath. I mean, you can't hardly see them half the time.
Yeah.
Look at it and you're going, like, what the hell are they doing? Like, you just, you know.
You got to make sure you get your makeup right because they've got their makeup on. It's going to be waterproof.
Yeah, that's right. Got to do that.
And
and
Fev, the random peg that they put on their nose. I'm not sure, but they all have.
Get that from the clothesline out the back.
Thank you. Thank you, Marianne. Now, just quickly, Fev. This could have the show in real trouble from comments.
Is this a time when my daughter just walked? I've got to go.
No, you don't have to go. You're going to sit here and you're going to cop it from Andy.
Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Fev. How are you going, buddy?
I'm not well. I'm pretty good, mate. What sport do you reckon you could nail?
No, that's not it.
Not me. I'm. You've said it, buddy. You said that how easy things are and how people are going to phone in and complain. My daughter, daddy question, mate. And sitting on the back of that horse doing nothing, that's the art of the sport, is to sit there looking as if they're doing nothing. Believe me, they're doing shitloads underneath.
There you go, Fev. I mean, it's...
Oh, mate,
just watch
I wouldn't
the language,
know because
but, yes.
I'm the person, Andy, that went to a ranch to ride a horse, but I was too fat and I wasn't allowed on a horse. So, No, I know equestrian's hard because my wife used to ride. She used to ride track work and stuff. That's really hard. But the horse does a lot of work.
There's a lot of training. You've got to tell the horse what to do, and you've got to know what buttons.
You've got
to
speak to it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now there's plenty going
impressive.
On, mate.
Good
it's
on you, mate.
It's
no.
actually quite impressive.
You just don't want to.
It's actually quite impressive.
Yep. Okay. Good. Because Fife made comments at the London Olympics about the equestrian community, and she is still dealing with the aftermath. So just be very, very careful, Fev.
Hopefully, Damien Oliver can talk to his horses today at Sandown, which would be nice. To win.
Thank you for the call, Andy.
No worries. You have a good show, guys.
Thanks,
Fox.
Andy. Good
friends.
Luck to your daughter.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Fev and Byron.
how you could pay off your home loan faster at athena.com.au.